Welcome back to the final segment today on Saturday, the 11th of July.
Already
126 days till deer season. I'm geeked. I'm excited. I got to go pull some. I got to have some trigonometry. I got to pull some triggers. All right.
Go for it.
Might be a good weekend for that. See what we can do. The problem with shooting this time of year outside is you end up with so many bugs.
See, the problem is I want to go shoot triggers, but then so many people trigger me. I feel like I'm triggered out by the time I go to the range.
You're easily triggered. Well, this segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by our good friends at Williams Gun Sight. We've never had an issue of the Gunsmith Show, an episode of the Gunsmith. We've had all kinds of issues on this show, but we haven't had any episodes that weren't brought to you by Williams Gun Sight. Dear friend of the show, and if you're a gun lover, they're a good friend of yours. So it's glad to have them on board. Williams Gun Sight on the range since 1926. Yes, over 100 years now. 810-653-2131. Remember, they're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6, except for holidays. They were closed July 4th.
They were closed July 4th. You know, they still have that 1776 sale on straight-walled rifles.
Yeah. Even the 360 buck hammer, you can get it, you know, 17.76% off. I like the 360 buck hammer. I do.
I will admit, I forgot that was around there until you said it.
It's a nice round. I mean, hey, but if you're looking for a 400, the prices are great on them right now.
Yeah.
Even 350, you want it, you know, you want a really good starter gun for your kids, start off with a 350, teach them gun discipline. And there's all kinds of new projectiles you can get. I know I load those 170 grain flat nose lead bullets with a gas check for 350 Legends, and they rock. They're hard hitters. They're front shoulder bone busters, you know.
Really cool. I just thought of this, and I know BFR makes a revolver and 360 buck hammer.
Yeah.
But 350 Legend would be amazing in like a semi-auto handgun.
Well, you can do it in an AR.
I'm talking about like the Auto Mag 5s, like those big ones.
Well, that would be a big grip.
Be a big grip.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody, I'm thinking off topic here.
Maybe do it like
I typically do.
Like a Bren and have the magazine come into the top.
The magazine sticks out the top. There's little offset, anti-air sights.
Could go on a 40, it could be canted on an angle and then eject out the bottom. Wouldn't it be smart?
I'm just thinking, I'm going to do some measuring.
Okay. He gets the computer thing going. Next thing you know, he's got a chalkboard up and he's designing guns. All right, well, we got guns to talk about from WilliamsGunSight.com. Their used gun sight is awesome.
It would be like a 3-7 ultra maximum.
Yeah, right? Only not rimmed. So because it's a rebated, or it's a
correct.
It's a,
yeah. So you don't have to have a crazy magazine because of the cant of the rim.
No, it could be a straight mag, or it could be a mag just like an AR.
And then you do that with that new plus P peak. Talk about a home defense round.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, smokes. Or a
300-yard defense round.
That was some Liberty ammo bullet in it.
Yeah.
A little 95 grain 30 smoker caliber round.
That would be it might be a fast moving round. All right. So WilliamsGunSight.com. That's the website. Go to their website, check it out. It's a good time to do it. They're not open yet. That's why I'm telling you now to do it. If you're listening to this live right now on the radio, they don't open until 10 o'clock. So you got a little bit of time on your hands. Finish your coffee. Go to the website when they're done with the show. Check it out. Use Gun Tab. In the used guns right now, they have got so many really cool pistols. I didn't even touch on the rifles because they got the 1776 sale going on.
Right.
So if you're going to go buy a rifle, you're going to get a good deal on it anyway. But if while you're there, you might as well put a gun in layaway. It never hurts to have 6 or 7 guns in layaway, does it?
I'm telling you, I've said it for years now. If Williams needs to team up with somebody and do a credit card, and for every X amount of dollars spent, you get points, just like Cabela's does. Could you imagine?
Well, it'd be nice.
Williams card.
It'd be nice.
The Williams way.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, anyways, the first gun I picked out, a Beretta. I don't usually pick a lot of Berettas in this, but because they're used Berettas, if it's a 380, I'd try to jump on it. But this is a used Beretta 92X. You don't see used 92Xs.
You know, I love my 92. It's one of the best shooting handguns I have.
Yeah.
But that 92X just takes it to the max. Again, it's a great 500 years of firearms engineering. Really doesn't do you wrong.
It's refined. 4.5-inch barrel, 9mm. This one's got two sets of grips. It's got a beautiful set of, it's a black gun.
Yeah.
But it's got a beautiful set of walnut grips on it.
Oh.
which is just a wow factor. I mean, they're not like wicked grips or anything. They're nice looking grips, but they're beautiful.
It's an elegant look on a tactical firearm.
It's a 92X.
It's like John Wick with his pinky up.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Ish. So it's only got one mag. Comes with the box, but it's got the extra grips, which are black. It's, you know, it's blued, but it's almost black. That 92X has almost a black finish. I'm going to tell you the price right now, $589 or less. Now, a 92X, they usually run about $700 plus.
Sure.
So this is $589 or less, because you're going to get a better price than what you see on the website anyway if you go in the store. If you pop in there and you want to do a trade-in, get rid of your old 92 if you want, and get the 92X. You know, it's just a nice gun, beautiful gun.
Or just
buy it.
If you've never had a Beretta 92, this is a really great way to get one.
Great way to get one. All right, next gun. So we could talk about the Berettas the whole show, but next gun is a used Koenig. Now it's the METE SFX. This is the one that really got the ball rolling. 9mm optics ready with the holster, all FDE. But the slide is blued, which you don't see this very often. It's a two-tone, which is really cool. It's got the case, it's got two mags, and the price is $469.95 or less.
Good price for a good gun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
a nice say gun. Or less, right? Like take in something you have to trade, get these at a better price, get trade in value, save you some money. It's a good way to do it.
Well, and you never know what kind of magic you can work there at the counter when you're there. Or you might have got a gift card and you forgot about it. How many times you go in there and realize you left your $100 gift card at home?
Right.
You know, that's a terrible feeling. You know, it's like going to the all-you-can-eat buffet, but you didn't get a spoon. You know? All right. There's a number three gun, a used Glock Gen 5 Model 19. Now,
Plain Jane Model 19.
Just a Model 19. I put this on here because...
still the most popular handgun in America.
Exactly. So why I put it on here is because it's a common sense gun. It's like buying an East Wing hammer. You'll probably have it the rest of your life, unless somebody steals it. 4-inch barrel, 3 mags, case, standard sights, $489.95 or less. This thing looks brand spanking new.
That's a good price.
It's a great price on a great gun. Next one is one we've already talked about a couple times today, but this is a used one. It's a used Glock 19X in their flat dark earth, but it's not flat dark earth. What's it called?
It's their Coyote Tan.
Coyote Tan. Night sights. 4-inch barrel, box, manual, and accessories. So it comes in that tan pistol pack.
Yep.
3 mags.
So the 17-round mag and 2 19-round mags.
Yep. $569.95.
That is a good price.
Or less.
Yeah, that's a very good price for that gun. If you're looking to get into that starting round of the 19X world.
Now, I didn't get very far down the used gun list. You know what I mean? So, alphabetically, I didn't get very far because there's so many cool ones. The Beretta right off the bat. I usually almost skip past them because it's always goofy Berettas. But now we're down to...
that little Tomcat with a little flip-up, you know,
25 or 32
barrels or whatever.
They're cool little guns, but, you know, practical? Eh.
Bobcats, Tomcats, the Jaguars. Tomcats, those are cool. Yeah, Tomcats.
Yeah. Now, Cheetahs.
Jaguar.
Exactly. So, I mean, Beretta had a bunch of weird stuff. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about is probably the most interesting. And I say this because there's 1,000 manufacturers out there, maybe 100 manufacturers, making double stack 9mm in 1911s.
Okay.
They're these race guns. They're just all over the internet. They're in every store you go to, whether it's an Apollo or if it's a Kimber or if it's a Sig, whatever it is, there's double stack 1911s out there. And they're beautiful guns. And these things are souped up. They are race ready. The slides, we've operated some of them. The slides are like butter.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
They work like mad. Well, this company called MAC, which got real popular. They make a lot of really cool guns.
They're not MAC 9s.
No. These are
MAC 10s, but not those.
This is MAC. It's a military armament corporation.
Yeah,
they're made, I think, primarily in Turkey. But what they're doing is they're taking guns that are out of their patents and exploiting it.
They're
making great guns in a good factory.
It works for firearms. Thank God it works for pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, really the only thing it I don't think it really works on that much is vehicles. There's too big of a lobby for it.
Right.
We just need to, you know, but without it, we'd be without a lot of cool things right now.
Well, Mack came out with like the Benelli SB2 copy.
M4 copy.
And I bought one and it rocked. It was really nice.
It's just a gas operated tactical shotgun at great prices.
And tough and nice. Well, they came out with this double stack 9. It's called the Mack 9DS. Okay, 9 double stack. Pretty simple. But it's when you look at this thing, you're like, holy crap, this thing's got everything on it. And it's just sharp. 4 1/4 inch barrel, which is very popular with these 9s. Of course, semi-auto, but it's single action, meaning once you cock it, it rocks. Okay, but you got to cock it first. You know what I mean? You got to rack it and
like
fire.
Like a 1911.
Yeah, just like a 1911. Optics ready, of course.
Okay.
3 mags are high capacity mags, like 22 round magazines. That's what comes with these things. Zippered case. And this thing is sharp. I mean, it's impressive. $989.95.
That's nice.
So many times I'm looking at these guns and they're $1,800 or $1,750. I was just showing your mom some CZs for over $2,000. Yeah. You know, and it's like, and here this thing pops in at $989.95. Now, it might not be the one you can go put 150,000 rounds through, but I bet you it'd be good for 50 or 60,000 rounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for $989.95, if you want to dabble in it, do it. You know, go put it in layaway and get it, and you'll have it out by deer season. You have a ball with it. 90-day layaway at Williams Gun Site. Don't forget that. Now, you can always email shooter@thegss.com, right?
Yes, shooter@thegss.com.
And what are
our website is thegss.com.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page is The Gunsmith Show. Make sure you get on there, like, share, comment. Let us know you're on there. Say hi. Share us a picture of your favorite firearm.
And you know, and if you're at Williams Gun Site, walk over to the counter, grab some of our business cards. They're right there on the counter. And that we, and in the back of the business card, it's got all the information on how to listen to the show. Even during the week, you can listen to our show. So thanks for listening today. Have a great Saturday. And remember, it's only 126 days till deer season. All right, we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless.